we seem weak because we want to. Perhaps those are not Shade's words at all, but our father's. Though I've only just come into my own strength, he's been hiding his since he came home. I remember what he said last night, half hidden in dreams. I know what it is to kill someone. I certainly don't doubt it. Strange, it's the food that reminds me of Maven. Not the taste, but the act of eating itself. My last meal was at his side, in his father's palace. We drank from crystal glasses, and my fork had a pearl handle. We were surrounded by servants, but still very much alone. We couldn't talk about the night to come, but I kept stealing glances at him, hoping I wouldn't lose my nerve. He gave me such strength in that moment. I believed he had chosen me and my revolution. I believed Maven was my savior, a blessing. I believed in what he could help us do. His eyes were so blue, full of a different kind of fire. A hungry flame, sharp and strangely cold, tinged with fear. I thought we were afraid together, for our cause, for each other. I was so wrong. Slowly, I pushed the plate of fish away, scraping the table. Enough. The noise draws Killorn's eye like an alarm, and he swings back around to face me. All done? He asks, glancing at my half-eaten breakfast. In response, I stand up, and he jumps to his feet along with me, like a dog following commands. But not mine. Can we go to the infirmary? Can. We. The words are carefully chosen, a smokescreen to make him forget who and what I am now.